We thought they didn't really like each other and seemed to be polar opposites, but what to make of the now completely open warfare between President Trump and James Comey, the FBI director Trump fired last year? In tweets this morning, President Trump called Comey an untruthful slime ball who should be prosecuted, a leaker, and a liar. And this, of course, after excerpts of Comey's forthcoming memoir were splashed all across the news last night.
The memoir is called A Higher Loyalty, and in it, Comey calls the Trump presidency a forest fire doing damage to U.S. institutions. He calls Mr. Trump unethical and untethered to the truth, and he compares him to the mob bosses that he used to prosecute. Today, ABC began airing parts of Comey's first TV interview about the book. Here's what Comey said about his first meeting with President Trump. It was right after the inauguration. Comey was warning him about allegations that had not yet surfaced.
The allegation was that he had been involved with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow in 2013 during a visit for the Miss Universe pageant, and that the Russians had filmed the episode, and he interrupted very defensively and started talking about it. You know, do I look like a guy who needs hookers?
And believe me, we've been trying to come up with language to be able to talk about these conversations for you, as we're going to in just a couple minutes. But this all comes as Trump weighs whether to fire FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller or fire off missiles in response to an apparent chemical attack in Syria. Let us convene our Friday Politics Roundtable. This week, Abby Phillip, White House correspondent for CNN. Hi, Abby.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And wonderful to see you or hear you. And Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
And Abby, what's the mood last night and today at the White House?
Well, I would say there's a fair amount of anger and exasperation from the president's aides, but that's mostly, I think, channeling the president himself. Many of them are frustrated by Comey's decision not just to attack Trump in those terms as a liar and someone who doesn't care about American democracy, but also in very deeply personal terms, criticizing his appearance and talking about his marriage with Melania Trump. But there's also, I think, a kind of tinge of fear a little bit among White House aides right now, a fear of the unknown, a fear of how the president is going to react to all of this. Mm. He is here in Washington for the next couple of days. He canceled a trip to Peru for the Summit of the Americas, where he would have otherwise been this weekend. And he's here. There is Syria on the back burner, but otherwise he has plenty of time to tweet and to vent and to fume about this. That interview is going to happen with ABC on Sunday night. There's a lot of time on the president's hands. And I think there's a sense among White House aides that they don't know how he's going to react and whether he's going to think that the plans that they've set in motion to push back on Comey are sufficient to defend him from these accusations.
Domenico, I wonder if you think the book is damaging to Donald Trump politically and who people are likely to believe, Donald Trump or James Comey, who in his book questions his own decision to break FBI protocol and announce that he was going to reopen the Hillary Clinton email investigation 2 weeks before the November 2016 election. He writes he was thinking about that because he thought Hillary Clinton would win, which makes you wonder why he was talking about who would win the election when he should have been thinking about legalities. What do you say?
Well, for somebody who tries to hew as closely to protocol and standards as James Comey likes to say he does, he certainly didn't in that case. You know, he's not supposed to be trying to make a calculation as to who wins the election. I think he was trying to cover himself. He's trying to say, well, he was as tough as he possibly could be on the president with Hillary Clinton if something were to come out within Congress, with the oversight that would have taken place toward Hillary Clinton, that they would have been able – wouldn't have been able to say, oh, James Comey covered something up.
Well, that was the point, right? He was feeling that, oh, my gosh, if I don't announce it because I think she's going to win, and if I don't announce this investigation, people are going to think I held it back.
Right. So now I don't think anything is going to move the polling needle, if that's what we're looking at. You know, the Republican base that loves Donald Trump is pretty solid. You know, one Republican campaign manager, I think I've said before, called it during the primaries made of titanium. And that's probably the case here. But, you know, this president's clearly been frustrated and rattled by this, as Abby is talking about. And the fact is, this president is also trying to make big worldwide decisions right now. When you think about this potential strike in Syria, while he's the maddest he's ever been, as NPR's Mara Liasson has reported.
Yeah. Well, and Democrats who have been angry at Comey for releasing the Clinton emails and not announcing at the same time that there was an ongoing investigation into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, they are may not be swayed by the fact that he's come out with this book that's so damning of the president. But let's listen to, you know, some more of what is hitting people. According to those who have read the book, in it, Comey says that during a briefing with intelligence agency heads about the Russian election interference, Trump and his team were utterly unconcerned about it and only sought to spin it.
They actually started talking about drafting a press release with us still sitting there. And the reason that was so striking to me is that that's just not done.
Abby, there's a lot of that in the book. It's just not done.
Yeah, the Comey here in this example, kind of referring back to what he's characterizing as the president's undermining of institutions and norms around law enforcement and around the intelligence community more generally. We talked to Kellyanne Conway at the White House this morning a little bit about this, and she pushed back by suggesting that this newly elected president would not have been the one to raise these concerns about Russian meddling, that that Comey and the people briefing the president should have said more about the impact on the election and advising the president on what to do about it. That's kind of the White House's argument, that it wasn't their role to raise those concerns and that the president had just been elected. But at the same time, we also know from the president's own words that he really doesn't view the Russian meddling as an attack on American democracy. He rarely talks about it in those terms. He almost never talks about Russia being culpable for it. So it kind of rings true, Comey's telling of it, in the sense that President Trump has always been resistant to this narrative. He thinks it undermines his own legitimacy, and he's been less concerned about the broader view of Russian meddling.
That is not new. That's not new. But yeah. And Domenico, this is also not new. The allegations of Trump in a hotel room in Moscow in 2013 watching prostitutes. Now, NPR has decided not to use the language that's being used everywhere about what he was apparently watching them doing, you know, what most would consider a kind of a tawdry act. And Comey says in the book that Trump said to him when he called him in to say, can you please knock this down, this allegation, that Trump said something like, I'm a germaphobe, but I would never do that. You know, some people are saying, why would Comey put those details in, you know, what might be a serious look at the presidency and where we are in this moment? Why would he do that? On the other hand, others are saying it might be telling about the president that that would be his response and not something like, I would never be in a hotel room with prostitutes. Your take on what has really taken over the conversation about this book?
Well, I mean, okay, just addressing that in particular, you know, the president himself has come out publicly and said that he's a germaphobe, so he would never be doing that. You know, he did that in a press conference.
Right.
He said it. So he didn't identify the act as James Comey does in the book. And James Comey, for him to go and talk about that, he's not dumb. He knows that that is going to get a ton of attention and that people are going to be paying attention to this clip that's going around with him talking about it. Now, there, I will say, as a former English teacher, there's something called extraneous detail, right? Like, you don't just write details in something unless it makes a broader point. And it's not so much that detail, but things like his tie was extra long, his hands were smaller than mine, right, but not as small as I thought they'd be. Those are kind of I don't know what to say about it, but as an editor, I probably would have raised the question and said, does this need to be in here?
Just real quick, then, in the New York Times book review, they point to it as that's who Comey is. He's an observer. He's an FBI agent.
Yeah, and also remember when he wrote his testimony to Congress, there was the whole detail about the grandfather clock in the Oval Office, and these were details that at the time in that context became part of the riveting storytelling narrative that helped land Comey this book deal in the first place. So it seems to me that maybe he was trying to recreate that, but I think also the issue with this anecdote that has really irritated a lot of people at the White House was that he then goes on to to talk about how the president brought up Melania Trump and saying that he wanted Comey to disprove this allegation so that his wife didn't think it was true. And then Comey observes, what kind of marriage does the president have with his wife that she would even have a remote view that something like this could be true? Those kinds of details irritate the president because they start to encroach upon something that is seems irrelevant to all of these other things, which is what kind of marriage does he have with Melania Trump?
Also, it sounds like Comey is shocked that gambling is going on in the casino.
Yeah. Look what happened.
Lisa, lots that we didn't get to talk
about.
Including about Syria, just very briefly. Both of you, where do we stand right now on Syria? And we have like 30 seconds left for this.
I'll just say that it seems very much that there's a wait and see moment happening. They want more evidence that this is real and rock solid so that they don't inadvertently get into a military dispute with both Russia and Iran.
Over whether they're treading launch chemical.
They're treading more carefully than they were a few days ago.
Domenico?
Yeah, no, I think that we're all sort of sitting around and waiting. We're waiting to see, like the world is, whether or not the U.S. is going to take some kind of action. The president has teased it, and he's almost set the bar where if he doesn't, he seems to have backed down.
Well, you know, what we're also doing is we're talking about that book, and I'm sorry that we didn't get more on Syria. Abby Philip, Domenico Montanaro, thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.